Blog Talk Radio.
Iran doing the shit that they're doing. It's kind of ridiculous in a sense, right? Because Iran obviously is trying to start World War III, and of course what they're doing is just, it's horrific in some aspects, really, because, you know, they want to attack, they want to retaliate against the United States, and of course they're going against Israel itself, you know, what they did in Gaza. So, but the problem is, what really bothers me is that people out here, Americans, are so upset because we are supporting Israel, and we're supporting Israel so that way they can fight off all these counterparts of terrorists and insurgents in Gaza. And, of course, you know, that's what they did. That's what they're doing. They're fighting these individuals off because they're a threat. But a lot of Americans think that what's going on in Israel, that, you know, it's okay for Palestine, you know, to do this, the Palestinians to, you know, murder a lot of the, you know, Israelis, and of course, you know, that's what they do, man, you know, and it bothers me, it does. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't condone any of this. I don't condone war at all. I wish both sides of the fence would just calm down a little bit, and let's just get this under control. Release the hostages, let's get this over with, and move on. But it's not going to happen that way, guys. It's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And so, you know, it's a part of this where it bothers me, you know, knowing that a lot of Americans don't support, you know, what President Joe Biden's trying to do, which is trying to support Israel over all this bullshit that's been going on over there. And, of course, you know, now Iran wants to get involved, and Iran wants to attack not only Israel, but they want to attack Israel over what happened with what the United States did, where we attacked areas in Syria. Well, that's making them mad, so why not try to attack them, you know, Israelis, right, obviously. But I've even heard some people in America talking about how we need to support Iran. I don't understand why you would want to support Iran, because Iran done some of the most craziest, shadiest shit ever to the United States. Why would you want to support some key aspects of terrorists from Lebanon, from, you know, Iran itself or whatever? Why would you want to support that? And the last time we had Iran, you know, we remember Iran had all this stuff that was going on under Ronald Reagan. Every time I think of Iran, I always think of what Ronald Reagan did for, you know, for the Contras, you know, did the Iran-Contra affair. You guys remember that? Oh, yeah. I remember it. I remember when Ronald Reagan did just that, made an agreement with the Contras trying to sell arms and helping them fight. And, of course, it all turned around and backfired on them. And when they tried to explain, why did you do this? Well, good old Oliver North took the fall for it. Obviously, he took the fall for it. He was going to take, you know, take the whole rap for it. And, of course, so he fell onto the sword. And he took himself out with it, you know. But I remember this stuff. I remember Iran. I remember the whole Iran thing. We used to always talk about this back, you know, like when Ronald Reagan was around in the 80s. When we went into Iran, we did some bombings over there. I still remember that. Oh, my God, do I remember it. Oh, yeah, there was a song. Yeah. That's not it. There's a parody song of about bombing Iran, and it's a Beach Boys parody song. Let's listen to it. Here it is.
Bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
Bomb, 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 bomb Iran. Some rocks, tell the Ayatollah gonna put you in a box. Bomb Iran, bomb, getting pretty hot. Time to turn Iran into a parking lot. Bomb Iran. Bombardiers, call the financiers, better get the rest of you. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran. The country's got a feeling, really is the feeling. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran. And bring them back alive. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran. A country's got a feeling, really is the feeling. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
Bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
Bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
Now it's time for dealing, bomb Iran, bomb, 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 Iran. Yes, bomb, 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 Iran. Dude, I tell you what, man, I remember that song. I remember that song. It's one of those songs. It's crazy. It really is crazy. I love the song. I really do. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Let me hang up for a minute. All right. Sorry about that. We were having some technical difficulties there for about 2 seconds, but we're back. Hello, 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 hello. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's just crazy talk. I'm telling you. Crazy talk. Crazy, crazy, crazy talk. Donald Trump. The man, the myth, the legend of idiots. I don't know, man. Oh, my God, I got to be honest with you, man. I thought, okay, well, we got Donald Trump. We have Donald Trump doing the stupid shit that he does. Donald Trump's cognitive state is getting really bad. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to that, but he has some major issues. Yeah, I just think that maybe he has a lot of problems happening, and the problem is that he just needs some help, man. But here's what Donald Trump's doing. He's struggling to speak correctly. Here's what's happening.
Is he crazy? Really?
Listen to this.
Just this week it was reported that an illegal athlete, and you just look at this, what's happening. An illegal athlete,
I mean, what is even going on there? He is deeply unwell. That's Donald Trump on Saturday. He gave a speech in Pennsylvania. He could barely make it through the speech. And with each of these traveling fascist circus events that he calls rallies, he just gets cognitively worse and worse and worse. He's basically up there just mumbling a bunch of nonsense. You know, this is what my dad warned me to avoid if I ever saw anybody like that, you know, in a bar. Just leave them alone. Don't do anything. Like, that's what this is like. Here he is just doing that again. I just don't know what he's even, I don't know what he's saying. Here, play this clip.
This is a magazine that I've never read, but probably doesn't like Trump. Left wing is...
Yeah, and then he talks about wind, and he's very upset about wind and windmills. Here, play this clip.
While we struggle with wind, where's the wind? You know the other problem? We can't get the windmills. You know why? They're made in China. China says, don't worry about America. We'll give them. But wind doesn't work anyway. It's too expensive. It doesn't work. Kills all your birds. If you'd like to see a nice bird cemetery, walk under a windmill sometime.
I mean, folks, this is his stump speech. This is what he goes around the country and talks about. Here he is saying that that the America is weak, Nick. It's a weak Nick. Here, play this clip.
Before going any further, I want to say God bless the people of Israel. They're under attack right now. That's because we show great weakness. This would not happen.
And then he tries to talk about United States steel, but he calls steel seal. Here, play this clip.
Turn it around fast. Under Biden, U.S. Steel is being sold. Think of this. United States Steel Company, one of the great companies of the world 50 years ago, is being sold to Japan. Congratulations, Japan.
And then one of the things that he says, like, I'm trying to like be like, okay, what are you going to do? Like, what's your thing? Like, what, you know, like none of this is normal and it shouldn't be normal. You know, I'm trying to watch the speech and be like, okay, like, what is it that you're going to be doing? Like, what's your policy? What are you saying to the people in the crowd that they want to vote for you? This is just completely unhinged and just strange. Well, here he says that he would stop any funding to schools that require vaccines. So you're just going to bring like polio back? Play this clip.
I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate.
This is the Republican Party. This is what they've become. I mean, please, you can't normalize this behavior. Here he is talking about how he wants to be able to pick the day when elections are held and override the Constitution. Play this clip.
I wish we could move the election to Tuesday. Is there anything we can do? I want to move the election to Tuesday. You know, in the UK, they can pick their election. They say, we're going to have the election next week. I want to be able to do that. Would that be possible?
What? What? And here he is talking about how people are coming over from Congo. Play the clip.
But people are coming from the Congo. Last night we had 20 people come. Welcome to our country from the Congo. Where do you live in the Congo? We live in prison. Oh, that's right.
And Donald Trump, who's been found liable for sexual assault. Donald Trump, who is about to be on trial for making hush money payments to an adult film actress to interfere with the 2016 election by falsifying business records. Donald Trump, who was on tape bragging about sexually assaulting women. Donald Trump, who's taken away women's reproductive rights. Here he is, and he says this a lot during the speech, that he loves women. He says, I love them. I love women. I love them. And he says, like, that's gross. Just is gross. I don't even know. Again, I don't even know. This is a speech. Play this clip.
The day. I mean, I don't want to get into it. It's very demeaning to women, and I love women more than I love anything. I love women, but it's very demeaning.
And then he goes on and does this weird rant about Gettysburg and how Robert E. Lee is not in favor. Play the clip.
Where our Union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable, I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general. And they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late.
And then he talks about how he gets upset when people say he's not popular. Play this clip.
You know what bothers me, though? This bothers me. I'm always watching Joe Biden and Donald Trump are the two candidates. They are both very unpopular people. I'm not unpopular. You know? He is unpopular. He is unpopular. But I am not unpopular. With 95% in the Republican Party and a lot of Democrats are going to vote for us because they don't want to have open borders and drugs for everybody, okay? They don't want to have it.
Okay, can we just pause here for a second? I just want to share this with you. Just to show you how not normal this is. Remember this moment when John McCain was running in 2008, a true conservative, and John McCain was giving a speech, and then a woman said something about Obama. Remember this? This is what the Republican Party used to be. Like, here, play this clip.
I got to ask you a question. I do not believe in, I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues, and that's what this campaign is all about. He's not. Thank you.
And then let me just show you a clip of President Biden speaking recently. Again, I'm going to show you more of what Donald Trump was doing, but like I have to just show you like what we're. This is not normal behavior. This is not what politics is. I don't even know what this is. This is WWE cosplay fascism. This is a recent speech that President Biden gave. Play this clip.
It's about fundamental fairness. Here's another example. You know, folks, Obamacare became known as the Affordable Care Act. And by the way, it's still a very big deal. Over 100 million of Americans can no longer be denied health insurance because of a pre-existing condition. But my predecessor and many Republicans want to take that away, take that protection away by repealing the Affordable Care Act. I'm not going to let it happen. We stopped them literally 50 times in the last administration. And we're going to stop them again. Folks.
Okay, back to this debacle in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump's speech. Here Donald Trump is saying that he's going to stop men from playing women's sports. But he just mumbles these, like, he can't even say the sentence. Here, play this clip.
Now, I don't use that. I mean, I think it's terrible, but I just say from a common sense, isn't it ridiculous? I'm always embarrassed when I say, and I will stop men from playing in women's sports. Who the hell would care?
And then, of course, he's got to, you know, threaten the country and says, if President Biden wins, there's not going to be a country anymore. The country's going to be destroyed. Here, just play this clip.
Why? But the day after the election, first of all, if he wins, our country is going to be destroyed. The day after the election, if he wins, he will stop drilling and he'll go back to wind, which doesn't work. He'll go back to all sorts of things that don't work.
You know, and all of the things he's even saying about, oh, well, you know, there's no windmills being made here. They're all being made in China. I was in the largest windmill factory in Pueblo, Colorado. I interviewed President Biden there. Here in the United States of America, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act and President Biden's Infrastructure Act. In terms of drilling, there's more drilling right now under the Biden administration than when Trump was in office, and President Biden's also focused on climate change, which Donald Trump wants to pretend doesn't even exist. Every metric is better under President Biden than under Donald Trump, but I digress. Here, Donald Trump then says that he thinks he's the most honest guy in the world, that there's no one more honest than him. Play this clip.
I did nothing wrong from day one. I did nothing. You had Russia. You had Ukraine. You had every hoax imaginable. With all of the things they did, with millions of pages of study, they found nothing, which makes me perhaps the most honest guy almost in the world, I think. They found nothing.
And then he whines about being gagged and saying that he's not allowed to speak and he's going to have to sit there and be gagged in New York. I mean, when you're talking right now, you're going to have to follow the rules like any person who goes into a courtroom. You're not going to be allowed to act like a maniac. And the gag order just says you can't threaten the judge's daughter and you can't threaten the family members of the district attorney. Like, just don't do that. Even the mafia doesn't do that. You threaten the family members? It's a fairly limited gag order in terms of what you're prevented from saying. Here, play this clip.
The entire world will witness the commencement of the very first Biden trial. They're all Biden trials. You know that, right? And I'm proud to do it for you. Have a good time watching. Have a good time watching. On Monday in New York City, I will be forced to sit fully gagged. I'm not allowed to talk. Can you believe it? They want to take away my constitutional right to talk. I have a crooked judge. This has never happened before, by the way. You do know that, right? Fully gagged before a highly conflicted and corrupt judge who suffers from TDS. Does anyone know what TDS is? Correct. Trump derangement syndrome.
You know, so I always wonder, I'm like, well, who are the people who go to these things? Like, what does it mean to be a Republican in 2024? Well, here's one of the people who attended in a Santa Claus American flag hybrid outfit. Here, play this clip.
This is the first time I've asked this question. Fetterman, how did he win?
Because
he's like one of the monsters. No, he didn't win, dude. They planted him like they planted all the rest of the Democrats that get in there, that feeding the same stuff that needs to get done, what their agenda is, and he's just another one of the cogs. So.
And I have to admit, I'm from Pennsylvania, and I don't understand who the people were that voted for him.
Likewise. I mean, I'm in Texas, and I know Ted Cruz wins because I know what he stands for, but Beto wants to grab your AR and change everything, and I'm just like, who votes for these?
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, it's obvious that Trump supporters are mentally unstable, obviously. We all know that. Not only that they're mentally unstable, but they're having a lot of problems here, man. They're dealing with trying to grow a brain, I guess, or something, you know. But the whole point of it is that Donald Trump, you know, he violated his gag order, and we knew he would because he can't keep his damn mouth shut. So he just violated his gag order. The judge and the prosecuting attorney is getting fed up with Donald Trump to the point that Donald Trump could possibly, I'm sure he's about ready to face some federal prison. A lot of people think that he's going to be convicted on this hush money deal. A lot of people are speculating that he will be convicted. He will go to prison for we don't know what time or how long he'll go. But will this affect him running in 2024, this year? Well, it may cause some problems for him. And that's where all this lies, is that Donald Trump has some problems. And then not only that he has that legal hurdle to get over, but he has to go over the one where he did an insurrection against the United States of America by telling his followers basically to go to the Capitol building and commit an act of domestic terrorism. And that's what they did. And of course, Donald Trump put his tail between his legs and ran like hell when all that went on. And of course, you know, that's who Donald Trump is. You know, you can't trust the guy. He is a he's almost like this AI robot or some shit. He's really false. If there is, without a doubt, an antichrist, Donald Trump is the antichrist. I mean, you got a man who supports making his own Bible, even though he has never read the Bible, I guarantee you that. Even though that he says he has true family values, obviously he doesn't, because he goes and he sleeps around on a Melania. He is probably boinking his daughter. We don't know, but if you look at all the videos and photos of Donald Trump with his daughter, Ivanka, it's very, very creepy, to the point where he has an infatuation with young girls. And then, if you listen to the one girl, what's her name? Her last name was Johnson. She was the one who was allegedly raped by Donald Trump. That's what she's claiming, when she was at Jeff Epstein's party. Donald Trump raped her. And not only that he did that, but she said that he really had an infatuation with her being a virgin. And he was excited that he got the proper cherry, is what he said. So, and that's what she was saying. If you ever want to listen to the full interview, go back to my archives. I played it, I think, in the last show and the show before that. But you got to find this out. You guys got to really watch this stuff. It's pretty damn creepy stuff is what it is. Donald Trump is facing some mega shit right now. The mega man is facing some mega shit right now is what he's facing. But it's going to get worse for him. It's going to get worse for Donald Trump. It's going to get worse for him. You know, and that's where we have to realize poor Donald has some problems. Will it be resolved? No, probably not. So think about that. Think about what is possible. When it comes down to it, right? That's what we have to realize. That's what it boils down to, guys. That's what it really truly boils down to. And we need to understand that. But Donald Trump has a lot of major issues that he has to face. These hurdles that are coming up around the corner. So, you know, I think that what's going to happen is Donald Trump will end up going to prison. Once he ends up in prison, then it's going to be really bad because people are going to, well, his followers are going to get really spooky, and I think that they're going to cause more problems than good. I mean, obviously he has control of Johnson, of the Speaker of the House. And I believe that when Joe Biden wins the presidency, it's going to be hard for him to get it certified because Donald Trump is going to fight it every single step of the way. And he's going to have his MAGA Republicans fight it. Okay, so here's what's going on in the news. Check this out. The start of your day, it's right here with the news. Here it is. At least four states were hit by 9/11 outages. These four states lost power. They're still working right now to regain power in these states when some horrendous storms went through and destroyed power lines, debris, buildings, and even some aspects of a tornado and tsunamis. And Indonesia volcano has erupted. It spews out tsunami alert for Indonesia. And check this out. Ford is actually recalling more than 450,000 vehicles. That's what's happening right there. It took less than 6 months from Johnson to reach the same moment Kevin McCarthy, Paul Ryan, and John Boehner, Boehner, I like to call him that. I know it's Boehner. I like to call him Boehner. It's more fitting. But he wrestled before him. So here's what we have to know about what's happening with Mike Johnson. Johnson's moving forward with Ukraine aid bill despite pressure from the hardliners. The GOP lawmakers called Johnson's plan disappointing on trying to side with Joe Biden. Marjorie Taylor Greene says GOP support for her motion to vacate is growing. And nearly $61 billion for Ukraine. More than $26 billion for Israel. Here's what's in the House of the bills that we know. Major breaking down even as they are working to hopefully get border Security done. And one thing we need to realize is the Republican Party, ever since Donald Trump's come into the picture, has caused so many problems. And I really want to say that I think that some Republicans, a lot of Republicans, need to realize that House Republicans, by the way, you House Republicans, need to realize this is a reminder that Russia, Vladimir Putin, is not your friend. He's not an ally. He's not a friend of the United States. He is an enemy to the United States. But this is how stupid these people are. That's how stupid they are. And so, you know, that's what they're going to do. They're going to put in support of, you know, screwing up our country or doing anything they can do to put up roadblocks, you know, because they don't want to get anything done. Everything that is being put on hold is because of the Republicans. You know, for example, like the border wall. You know, they already approved a border wall deal to fix border security up there, right, down there. But did you know the Republicans are saying no because Donald Trump says no? And because Donald Trump says no, he doesn't want to pass this bill because it would help Joe Biden. So he wants them to hold off on it. Think about that. They bitched and complained about border security. Then they turn around and fraudulently impeach the director of Homeland Security. Next for the Republicans. Well, I think that what it is that they want to do whatever Vladimir Putin tells them to do. And first time ever in American history, a jury selection in the first time ever criminal trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump has moved briskly. What they do know is that if Trump testifies at the New York criminal trial, prosecutors want to use his past legal run-ins, to discredit him to jury. What could happen if prosecutors bring up Trump's legal past? Former president attorney explains that it could be very bad for him because of the outlook. And outside the courtroom, Trump rages against criminal trial and the whole situation. I'll tell you, it's so bad. Also, the FBI director has come out and said that they're putting on alert for threats to Jewish communities around America. In your area, they're putting us on high alert for Jewish communities, especially because of Passover coming up. So they're saying that they need to look at more intense security measures as we get closer and closer to Passover. Wow. Yeah, I got to be honest with you, man. When I thought about that, I thought, you know what, it is coming up to that point. And now that Iran wants to attack, I mean, what the hell? You know, this is what we deal with all the time. You know, Israel being attacked by Hamas, and now they're being attacked by Iran. And mega Republicans are in support of Vladimir Putin and Russia because they're putting him first. See, the Republican Party wants to put Vladimir Putin and Russia first. And that's the problem. That's why they need to be voted out, because obviously they're not going to take it serious to keep our country running better at any time. It's that fucking pathetic. It is. It really is. All right. With that said, I'm going to end up the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. That is the news. We hope you have a wonderful, blessed day today. Oh, yeah, I will. I'll do that for you. Somebody wants me to replay that Bomb, Bomb, Bomb Iran song. I will play it again for you. This song came out back in 1980s when we were up against Iran under Ronald Reagan. And this group put this song together, and it's fucking funny as hell. Here's what it sounds like. Take a listen.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Some rocks, tell the Ayatollah gonna put you in a box.
My name if you don't like me.
Now the thing you do excites me. I'ma have to get a little bit.